Veterans living in rural Alaska will now have easier access to health care, KDLG's Adam Kane reports.
A pilot program recently implemented by the Alaska Department of Veterans Affairs is intended to provide VA health care to veterans in their home communities. At this stage of the project, the VA healthcare system has designated 6 communities to participate in the program. The pilot communities include the Dillingham, Bristol Bay Borough, Bethel, Wade Hampton, and Northwest Arctic Borough census areas, as well as the city of Cordova. Marsha Hoffman DeVoe is the public affairs officer for the Alaska VA healthcare system. She says this project will include all currently enrolled veterans living in the designated pilot communities.
Well, the Rural Health Pilot Project is a pilot that's designed to help veterans receive medical care closer to their home rural community with the VA authorizing the care. So essentially, it's a way for the VA to help veterans get care that they deserve under their VA benefits. And as long as it's pre-authorized, we can pay for that care to a medical provider in the veteran's home community.
Hoffman DeVoe says that the new system not only eases health care access for veterans who had received related injuries while serving, it also provides health care to veterans who had no military service-related injuries at all.
Previously, veterans who didn't have a disability related to their service of at least 50% had to travel to Anchorage for that care to receive it at the VA clinic here in Anchorage. So now those veterans will be able to get their care paid for by VA in the community near where they live.
The primary care portion of the project has nearly $700,000 available to provide care for the approximately 550 veterans in the pilot communities. Hoffman DeVoe says that additional money was also requested to provide mental health services. 2 weeks ago, the VA sent out letters to the veterans asking them to opt into the project by returning a portion of the letter. Hoffman DeVoe says that in order to be eligible for the project, a veteran would need to opt in by the end of the month.
We are asking the veterans who received those letters to return them by September 30th. And that's just to give us an idea of how many veterans have received the letters and are interested in participating in the program, and that will help us to track the costs of the program.
The project has already begun and will continue to provide funding for healthcare in rural communities until the end of July 2010. Hoffman DeVoe says that at that time, the VA will assess the program for its adaptability to the rest of rural Alaska.
At the end of the pilot, we will be doing, you know, some evaluation, and in fact, we'll actually be doing some focus groups, you know, with veterans and with the healthcare providers in the community. So that listen, you know, or watch, you know, for announcements regarding that, because we will want to get the veterans' feedback for those who did participate, or even for those who choose not to participate, if we can hear why they choose not to participate. We want to hear both sides so that we can determine, you know, are there things that we can do better or make changes that will make it attractive to more veterans.
All veterans in the designated communities are eligible for the new rural pilot project, including those who have recently returned from Afghanistan or Iraq. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.